International film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
We were lost in the middle of the video's boom. We looked around, found a real show and some pool. Heard the snow.
I wish the boys from Off the Hook Radio would leave me the fuck alone.
Not a chance, you old Phoebe.
Never. He does it to himself. There you go.
I'm out on. Oh, it's, yeah, my there you go. My headset was mushing it. Clean up on aisle 46. You know, not be president, but at least I can at least I can walk up and down the stairs.
I'll walk through the bushes.
You know where your front door is, don't you? Hello and welcome to All Fuck Radio 2.0 for April 25th.
2023.
Thank you, Baba. The birthday boy is back. Him over there. Hi, Rick.
Him. Hello.
I'm hoping that his absence wasn't family related because we all know about his family.
Over here.
Over here.
Over there.
He will fuck you up.
There's his boys. You know, or maybe he was helping to create a family. I'm not sure.
Maybe.
Either way, he missed his birthday show, but he did get to watch the video of him dancing.
He did, because I got a text message the next morning, you guys are dead.
I was ready to do payback.
Or something. He sent me a text.
He's calling Cousin Tony. We're screwed.
We are.
I get my cousin Jimmy bag of donuts.
Oh, okay. Well, not Tony Two Guns?
Not yet.
Okay.
You're working
just,
up.
We're just going to get roughed up for this one. Little brass knuckle over here.
Oh, buddy. Mm.
So there's a lot of things to reflect on this week. Quite a few of them would piss off normal people. We'll get to some of them in a bit. But there is nothing worse in Florida last week.
Ha ha, Florida.
Yeah, this. Emergency alert.
This is a test of the emergency alert system. No action is required.
Yeah, there is an action required. Wait, to wake the fuck up at 4:45 in the damn morning.
Not mine.
Oh, shut up. Turn off your phones. No, the klaxon sound of the emergency alert system blasting from my phone 3 feet from my head. Wah, 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 wah. I was less than 3 hours into my sleep. I mean, it was show night. I usually don't go to sleep till about 2 a.m. after show night. Of course, I don't have to watch reruns of Tucker, so I can probably go to bed an hour earlier. But I am always up late. And everyone in Florida got this. 22 million of us.
No. Wait. Not this guy.
He got it.
Not this guy.
He didn't hear it, but he got it.
No, I didn't get it. The phone is off.
Oh, you turn it off?
Yes, off. Sleeping, out, done, history. Over. I'm sleeping. I don't want to hear no phone ring.
Well, I'm calling Governor DeSantis because after he fired the person who did this, I do want him to make sure that people who have their phones off get it whenever they turn their phone back on.
Now, I sent the article into you that he was going to fire somebody. Did he fire somebody? Yeah. Okay.
I don't know, but he said he was. He's over in Japan or somewhere now. But yeah, if I was that person, I would have already resigned and submitted my resume a lot of places, like McDonald's. We've got a McDonald's thing coming up later. Maybe get a job there.
He might be able to.
But You know, the thing that really bothered me was when we looked at the schedule in the morning. I mean, because everybody was, all my Florida friends were screaming bloody blue murder. I don't blame them. I was too. Okay. We looked at the schedule. It was going to go at 4:45 a.m. again in June, August, October, and December.
So that's no, no, no.
There you go, Rick.
There you go.
June.
Nope.
August.
Ain't happening.
October.
Over here.
December.
And over here.
Yeah. And guess what? I live in New York, so I'm not going to get it either.
There you go.
No, I said on the show after that happened that somebody needs to be fired. But later that morning, the country's best governor agreed, so it should be over. But it just goes to point out how poorly educated some people are. I still blame the National Education Association, though. So did anything else happen this week? Well, the old Phoebe. Yeah, that one. He's running again. Shocker.
We're fucked.
Although dying in office is one way not to die in jail, so I guess I can't blame him there. Yeah. And he won't do Democrat debates. I can't wait till he debates DeSantis or Trump, because it's just going to be, they're just going to wipe the floor with him.
He
can't avoid those. Although I guarantee you right now, they're going to try and get it limited to one debate.
Oh, probably.
They're going to want him to do it remotely from his basement, probably. So somebody can like sneak in under the table and give him another B12 shot like halfway through. But anyway, I want to see Democratic debates, because I mean, there's already two declared candidates against him. I'll bet there'll be a third one soon. Can you imagine him, Marianne, go ask Alice Williamson, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. in a debate? I mean, oh my God, I would pay money to watch that. I really would.
I would shut it off halfway through Robert Kennedy's first sentence.
We got President, we got the free love space cadet, and we've got a moderate Kennedy who makes sense, but he usually talks like he's a frog with his nuts in a vice.
Fucking horrible.
He has a medical condition. He can't. It's
no,
not.
No, I know, but oh my God, it's so awful.
But it is difficult to listen to.
Could you imagine the State of the Union address from him? That'd be brutal.
Just have a Kermit the Frog puppet come up and do it.
Kermit is more understandable.
Hey, Zip, I just got a text from my friend Mark. Hey, Mark, I know you're watching. He said you can turn off the emergency system on your phone.
You can. It's in your iPhone settings.
This comes from the worst dealer at Seminole.
I just wasn't going to tell him.
I'm not sure I can follow his advice.
He's someplace else.
No, but it is. It's in your iPhone settings. I just wasn't going to tell you.
Okay.
I shouldn't get woke up again at 4:45.
Why do I even have friends? I mean, what's the fucking point?
Thanks, Mark.
Oh. Anyway, Don Lemon was fired after 17 years, which just basically goes to show how dumb CNN really is. Well, so does this. We got this popping up on our screen. I'm going to read it. This is from 2020. President Trump is wrong in so many ways about hydroxychloroquine studies. Here are the facts, you peons. Oh, less than 2 years later, study finds hydroxychloroquine helped coronavirus patients survive better. So I guess CNN killed people.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Right?
There you go.
Could be. It's possible.
We talked about hydroxychloroquine on Facebook. Zuckerberg took us down, too.
Twitter took us down.
YouTube
took you down. Everything took you down.
So basically, the social networks killed people.
Zip, I got to say this. Hold on.
What?
You got to... Mark just texted me. He didn't get the emergency broadcast signal either, because his was off.
Wait. Who's the dumbass now?
Look, I've got an elderly mother, and I leave my phone on just in case.
But you could shut the emergency thing off.
But I didn't tell him about that until just now.
I didn't know about that until just now. So
thank Mark.
No, I can't put Brent on full screen, because then he can't see me doing this. All right. Anyway. So CNN is messing with us, but I on Don Lemon's behalf, I mean, if you ever watched Gutfeld, the only reason to watch Fox anymore, Don will now have more time to go out at night with his hubby and enjoy a really great meal in that safe city of New York.
You can eat Mayor Adams.
I know what else happened this week. This. Fox minus Tucker equals shit. Yes, it does. Tucker left. But I hope that losing the most watched host in cable news won't hurt anything. Ooh. Only $930 million in market value today.
Well, yesterday, but...
Yeah. Well, hey, it could be worse. Yeah, could have been Bud Light. Oh, by the way, Horsey Face VP at Bud Light was fired this week. So, you know, after you lose $6 billion in market value, don't think any of us are shocked she's gone.
I'm not trying to get another job. Yeah. Hey, I was the one who did that.
So I've been looking on this Tucker thing. I had two thoughts on what happened here. One, that he quit, and I know why it would be, I think. And one, that he was fired.
Well, that's the only two possibilities. He quit or got fired.
Yes, but I think the fired one, I think the fired one makes a little more sense. But I'm going to go through this for people who don't pay attention or are just at a loss going, what the hell happened? I don't blame them. So speculation's rampant, especially since Fox Nation is getting pushed all over the place. They, you know, they go crazy for that streaming thing. But Tucker's over half the views on Fox Nation for his documentaries and his long form interviews. Besides being the number one host and the second highest rated show in cable news. And the only reason he's the second highest is because The Five is number one, which has Gutfeld on it.
Trust me, the days
Gutfeld isn't on it, the ratings aren't that good. A lot of people like me. Oh, time for The Five. Turn on. Gutfeld's on the seat. Fuck it, I quit.
I'm pretty much that way too. If Gutfeld's not there, it's turn it off. And if Geraldo's on, I turn it off. Period.
if Tyrus is in Gutfeld's seat,
that's different. But Geraldo, forget it.
Because I know Tyrus. I talked to Tyrus. Tyrus is a semi friend of mine, and I would never want to get Tyrus mad.
Oh wait, you mean this guy?
What? Oh, yeah, I sent you his book.
This guy, yeah, right there.
That guy.
Yeah.
Just Tyrus. Autographed.
Oh, yeah.
I got you an autographed copy. I don't
know. Oh, wait. Is he sitting next to my DVD?
No, your DVD's up there.
I think your DVD cost me just as much as that damn book did.
I do.
They were expensive, man. I got the last two of your damn movie. I know. Anyway.
You got some users pissed off about it, too.
So Fox Nation's dead. Nick Searcy, who does our intro for the show, God bless him. Nick Searcy dropped Fox Nation yesterday about noon. He just said, you're gone. And I sandbagged Fox Nation off of a friend of mine who's going to quit it too. So I guess I won't be able to do that anymore either.
Well, how much of the market loss of that 900 and whatever billion dollars was because of the Fox
930
Nation?
Million.
Million. Okay. How much of
930
that
was- million? It's just the announcement that he's gone. But Fox Nation is a significant income stream for Fox News Channel.
That's what I was wondering. I mean, how much of it? Do we have any idea? They've never.
There's a lot of content on there, but Tucker is damn near half the views.
And if they remove all of that, all of his videos, then they're going to have no views. I mean, they're going to.
And people will quit anyway. But anyway,
you're going to see Fox Nation go the same way that CNN's, you know, streaming one went. They put it theirs too. So,
the theory about him quitting would be centered around this: that Fox News made him stop running the January 6th clips. Remember, night one was a blockbuster, but night two was pretty much a joke. They'd gotten on his ass about it, but he'd already said more tomorrow, so they kind of had to let him do a little bit. And then he went back a few weeks later to get Jacob Chansley, you know, the shaman guy, out And to prove that the 1-6 committee hid exculpatory evidence, which in itself is a crime, he had to get permission to do that. Fox management wasn't happy, but he did it. Then we've got the Ray Epps thing. And Ray Epps was on 60 Minutes this weekend. Ray Epps, if you don't remember, is the 60 Minutes doesn't have an agenda, of course. But Ray Epps is a guy who encouraged people to break into the Capitol on January 5th and 6th on camera numerous times, never arrested, never charged with incitement. And the January 6th committee took his testimony reluctantly behind closed doors in a deposition. Then they cherry picked a few sentences to go in the record. That was it. Something is or was up with this guy. Matter of fact, I will go this much further. His own daughter is on Twitter wanting to expose her father because he's up to something.
That's pretty sad.
Yeah. So Tucker repeatedly asked what the hell about Ray Epps. So on 60 Minutes, all of a sudden Ray Epps is, I'm a concerned Trump voter. I'd heard the election was phony. There's something wrong with it. It looked bad. So on 60 Minutes, he's a concerned Trump voter. But I'm sorry, that doesn't pass the smell test. The shaman gets 4.5 years for a guided police tour, and the guy encouraging civil disobedience on camera is protected by the Democrats. Tucker thought he was a federal snitch. A lot of people think he is. He might be. But no matter how you slice it, there's nobody caught on camera encouraging civil disobedience more than Ray Epps. And the Democrats on January 6th committee treated him like one of their own, like a mama with her baby cub. I mean, there's something going on there.
Well, the reason it's simple. It's simple because if they blamed him for inciting it, guess who they couldn't blame? Trump.
Well, I also think he really was working for the feds and or Nancy Pelosi.
Well, yeah. Probably.
But the point is, Tucker was apparently going to answer the 60 Minutes charade on Monday's show, and the brass said no. This is the rumor. So after the January 6th tape shut down and this thing, they say he just quit. But the other theory, I think, is more plausible. January 6th still applies to all this stuff, but it was really the election. Remember after the election, everybody's bitching Fox called Arizona too early. Mm-hmm. Well, obviously calling Arizona within a month of the election is too early because, you know, it takes them that long to get their ballots correct. Right, right, Katie Hobbs. How the hell she ever beat Carrie Lake? I mean, come on, seriously. But anyway, they kept bringing Sidney Powell on and Rudy Giuliani on. They're saying the Dominion voting machines are rigged and this is rigged and that's rigged and this is rigged. And they were putting them on every night on all their damn shows. And the management was doing this. Tucker wasn't asking to have Sidney Powell on. Matter of fact, Tucker gave her a hard time on here. He said, you keep coming on here, but you don't give me any proof. I need proof. And Laura was a little skeptical. Hannity took it a little more in stride because Hannity's like Mr. Conspiracy Theory, but fuck him. But Hannity, Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, Tucker's producer, and one or two other people were on text and emails over this period of time. Tucker's lament was they were basically killing the credibility that Fox News had in the world of news by airing these grievances without any proof whatsoever. I mean, basically they wouldn't put up a story without two sources. You know, unless you're the New York Times or Washington Post or something, then you just make it up, write it in, you get a Pulitzer. But they were mad about it. Tucker was calling the management names in the emails and in the text, calling a bunch of dumb MFers and things like that. You know, he wasn't polite. Hannity agreed with him. Laura agreed with him. The producer agreed with him. So then we come to the Dominion lawsuit against Fox News. Dominion was defamed by all this talk about their machines being rigged, which, you know, I've seen proven it isn't hard to do. But Dominion was bought in 2018 for $80 million. The pre-trial over this lawsuit, the pre-trial forensic accounting on Dominion said that they were worth somewhere in the neighborhood of $226 million. Fox settled with them the day before the trial started for almost half of what they were asking for. They're asking for $1.6 billion. Fox gave him, what, $767 million, I think it was, something like that. About three times the value of the company in a lawsuit settlement. That seems kind of nuts. A lot of people thought Fox would win this lawsuit eventually. They should just string it out and go. But the part that everybody's missing, thinking Tucker just quit over the January 6th thing and Ray Epps and all this stuff, is the very first witness to be called by Dominion in the lawsuit last week was to be one Tucker Carlson. Now, he was subpoenaed. He had to go. He wasn't going to do this willingly, but they were going to say, hey, did you say this? Did you say this? Did you just tell management, say a bunch of idiots? And, you know, what was he going to do? He can't lie. He's going to say, yeah, I did. I think Rupert, after doing the settlement, because Tucker was going to testify against him, they were going to call Laura and Hannity too, I'm sure. This thing about this female's lawsuit, sexual harassment thing in the workplace and stuff, some booker they had, it isn't sexual harassment. It's just she felt uncomfortable. They're going to use that as an excuse for his firing. But everything you're out there reading about Tucker getting paid $60 million in severance pay, not true. Tucker was in the last year of his contract. His contract ends at the end of this year. He was in negotiations for a new contract till 2029. So they wouldn't really owe him much except for what they pay him this year. I think, what's he get? $2.5 million a month or something like that. I don't know. Still a lot of money for the rest of the year to you and me and everybody else, is a lot of money. But they lost how much? Almost $1 billion in market value. Fox Nation's going to hell. Viewership was down 50% for the entire primetime viewing audience last night on Fox. I turned on Kill Me at 8 o'clock just to see if he would mention it, which he did for about 2.5 seconds. And then went on to his thing, and I went back to the hockey game to watch my Lightning fuck up. But, no, it sounds to me like Tucker got fired over the Dominion thing, but they can't use that as an excuse because that's not with cause. They're still going to have to pay him the rest of his salary for this year.
Here, well, I got something for you. Hold on a second. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to, here you go.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Fox News Tonight. I am Brian Kilmeade. As you probably have heard, Fox News and Tucker Carlson have agreed to part ways. I wish Tucker the best. I'm great friends with Tucker and always will be. But right now, it's time for Fox News Tonight, so let's get...
There you go. That was it.
I'm totally wrong. It was 3.5 seconds. Hey, you know, I try. I can't remember everything exactly. You know, I didn't have my stopwatch.
No. I wasn't trying to show you up. I just had the clip of how he started the show.
I think it's cool that you had it. It proves I still have a little bit of a memory. You know, I can't remember what I had for lunch, but I do remember that last night. So basically, I hope that I'm wrong on the Dominion thing, and I hope Tucker just said this.
Fuck it, I quit.
So we have an excerpt from Tucker Carlson's speech at the Heritage Foundation this weekend. And I don't think it had a thing to do with him leaving, but for you non-Tucker watchers out there, I want you to see and hear how this man's brain works. He's smart, he's personable, he's funny, but he's deadly serious on things that really matter. And I want you to check this out.
I'm just saying this as an observer of what's going on. There is no way to assess, say, the transgenderist movement with that mindset. Policy papers don't account for it at all. If you have people who are saying, I have an idea, let's castrate the next generation, let's sexually mutilate children. I'm sorry, that's not a political debate. What? There's nothing to do with politics. What's the outcome we're desiring here? An androgynous population? Is that really what we are arguing for that? I don't think anyone could like defend that as a positive outcome. But the weight of the government and a lot of corporate interests are behind that. Well, what is that? Well, it's irrational. If you say, well, you know, I think abortion is always bad. Well, I think sometimes it's necessary. That's a debate I'm familiar with. But if you're telling me that abortion is a positive good, what are you saying? Well, you're arguing for child sacrifice, obviously. It's not about like, oh, a teen girl gets pregnant, and what do we do about that? And victims of rape. I get it. Of course, I understand that, and I have compassion for everyone involved. But when the Treasury Secretary stands up and says, you know what you can do to help the economy, get an abortion? Well, that's like an Aztec principle, actually. There's not a society in history that didn't practice human sacrifice. Not one. I checked. Even the Scandinavians, I'm ashamed to say. It wasn't just the Mesoamericans, it was everybody. So, like, that's what that is. Well, what's the point of child sacrifice? Well, there's no policy goal entwined with that. No, that's a theological phenomenon. And that's kind of the point I'm making. None of this makes sense in conventional political terms. When people or crowds of people, or the largest crowd of people at all, which is the federal government, the largest human organization in human history, decide that the goal is to destroy things, destruction for its own sake, hey, let's tear it down, what you're watching is not a political movement, it's evil. So if you want to assess, non-specific theological terms, and just say, if you want to know what's evil and what's good, what are the characteristics of those? And by the way, you know, I think the Athenians would have agreed with this. This is not necessarily just a Christian notion. This is kind of a, I would say, widely agreed upon understanding of good and evil. What are its products? What do these two conditions produce? Well, I mean, good is characterized by order, calmness, tranquility, peace, whatever you want to call it, lack of conflict, cleanliness. Cleanliness is next to godliness. It's true. It is. And evil is characterized by their opposites. Violence, hate, disorder, division, disorganization, and filth. So if you are all in on the things that produce the latter basket of outcomes, what you're really advocating for is evil. That's just true. I'm not calling for religious war. Far from it. I'm merely calling for an acknowledgement of what we're watching, which is not what, and I'm not certainly not backing the Republican Party. I mean, ugh. I'm not making a partisan point at all.
You know, the fact that he could remember the opposites, you know, that's, you know, he had his speech planned out, but that was, he wasn't using teleprompters.
No, he's pretty good at what he does.
No, he's very good at what he does. It's, guy's got an IQ and way up there, and he's honest. You know, it's like the abortion debate. I'm against abortion, but you know, I'm old now and it doesn't matter. You know, when I was 16, I didn't mind about it so much then.
A little different.
Yeah. I mean, we all change, we all evolve, we all get our shit together. Hopefully, well, we don't all get our shit together. Anyway, that was some heavy stuff. So we need a musical interlude here, obviously. And I hope you are watching this on your computer screen or on your TV, on your big screen, because on your phone, you might miss the captions in this, which is really good. But this is Sorry, Not Sorry.
What I want.
I especially like the part in there about make voting as easy as buying a gun. And his response was, oh, so mail order and no ID. Send my AR, bitches. How many guns you got, Rick?
One.
That's all you need, isn't it? Did you get it from Cousin Tony, or did you like go buy legit?
No, I got it legit.
That's good, because I'm not sure you'd want one from Cousin Tony being traced.
No. He needs one, though. You know why?
Oh.
Yeah, just carrying around some cash.
I think you should reduce the price.
Half price on Sundays.
Yeah, half price on Sundays. Anyway.
28 on Sundays.
So I got something else here. And in my little tiny world, which you have to put up with if you're watching this show, this made me happy. And I'll explain it by this, saying this. Ryan Reynolds, the actor, Rob McElhenney, the actor and producer, Sunny Philadelphia, they finally got there. If you watched Welcome to Wrexham, the TV show on FX, you'll be thrilled about this. If not, you need to watch the show on demand or on Hulu or wherever it is. It's not just about soccer. It's way deeper. It was an excellent, excellent show. But anyway, on Wednesday, this happened.
Champions! Wrexham are promoted! They have their storybook ending! You've just seen tens and thousands of dreams come true! Their Football League exile is over! 15 long years! Times when the club came close to disappearing, kept going by the love of the fans, and then those two have taken it to a completely new level. A sprinkling of Hollywood stardust that has helped make this possible. Wrexham are back where they feel they belong.
And fully deserved. Congratulations to Wrexham. Congratulations to everybody associated with the club.
15 years they were in what's called the National League in English soccer. Wrexham's a town in Wales. 15 years they were in the fifth division. And because of Wrexham and these guys, the National League has actually got more TV time now. But they're moving up to League Two next year, and which means more income, more money, better players, that kind of thing. And I have to get my Wrexham hat. I keep forgetting to buy my Wrexham hat. I need one. But the new season will be coming out soon. But I encourage you to watch the old season. It's a story of a town with these two big Hollywood guys coming in and buying this little club. And it's really moving. It's touching in a lot of ways. You got some goofy ass people in the town. And I know Ryan Reynolds is a Canadian, but I would officially adopt him. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know he's not a conservative or anything, but he's a cool dude. And Rob McElhenney is like his heart's on his sleeve with this whole thing. Of course, he doesn't have Ryan Reynolds money, so this was a lot of money to him. But anyway, Welcome to Wrexham is a great thing. Wrexham, congratulations. They are champions of the National League. They are moving up. If you haven't seen the show, I'm going to ruin the ending for you.
Uh-oh.
Last year, they got to the playoffs to move up, and they were favored. They think they finished second or third place, and they were favored to be able to move up, and they lost the playoff game on a last-second goal. It was like, crushing. So anyway, I'm happy now. Way to go, Wrexham.
Now no one's going to watch it.
No, there's 17 other episodes. It's great. Word is Hunter's hiding out at the White House to avoid child support papers from a stripper baby mama. Although the judge in Arkansas said today that your ass is showing up, or I'm going to issue a bench warrant for your arrest. So he's going to have to go down there. I mean, these people are just so cold. Oh, he got a stripper pregnant. Well, so what? The little girl is innocent. You're her father. I mean, hell, the mother took a hell of a chance on you. I mean, can you imagine sleeping with Hunter? You know, I mean, considering where that's been, she's the one who took all the risk. God only knows what she could have caught. But, you know, you got the little four-year-old kid. Your grandfather is president of the freaking United States. Does Jill, Dr. Jill, hang a stocking up for her Christmas? Fuck no.
No.
No, it's just horrible. So anyway, they're after Hunter. And we do have a clip of what happened to him when they tried to subpoena him at his Miami residence. This is why he moved to Washington. We got this. Here you go. Oh, I'm incorrigible. I can't help it.
It's all right.
We don't want to see that again. Anyway, speaking of soccer, the other day I was watching my Liverpool Reds play, and Darwin Nunez is a striker on Liverpool. They just brought in this year. He's not a starter, but he's a good player. He's very young. He'll be good. But if you ever watch soccer, like the man bun thing is like all over, because you got a lot of guys with long hair and they, you know, because they're running around the field, they put it up in their little man buns, which can't take the man buns. Well, it's understandable, but like I said, it's irritating. But Darwin Nunez of Liverpool is obviously in touch with his masculine side, and he has come up with a manly alternative. And I took a picture off my TV for you. There it is. That is Darwin Nunez. That, my ladies and gentlemen, is a hair penis. Look at that. Look at that. That's not a man bun.
No.
That is a hair penis. Replacing man buns for heterosexuals begins now.
Still looks fucking corny as fuck.
Yeah, this is the way to go, fellas, though. This is the way to go.
He won't catch me doing that shit with my hair. No.
You keep your hair short.
Well, even if it wasn't, I would never do that. I mean, that's just...
I think a hair penis is better than a man bun.
You're just asking to be thrown in a locker.
Look, if somebody says to me, what's that in the back of your head, Zip? I go, that's my hair penis. They'd be like, oh, damn, that's good, son. Yeah, I don't wear no man bun. Fuck that. Anyway. Hey, this week's sign the apocalypse is on us is this. They're going to remove climate change denial videos and direct users to, and it's in air quotes, even on Sky News, authoritative information, which basically means whatever the liberal climate change religion is preaching this week. Doesn't mean it's true. Can we go back to the CNN clip? Remember the CNN thing?
No, I just already pulled it off.
Hydroxychloroquine.
I delete everything as I go.
Oh, that's bad. That'll kill you. It's terrible. Oh,
never mind. It's okay.
But we had the ultimate climate change guy on last week. He's talking about it this generation, but we had him talking about climate change 2 or 3 shows ago. And we did the clip on with George Carlin too. Mm-hmm. So we're all over this. So apparently our show can't air on TikTok anymore.
Probably not. We're in trouble.
Because some people think that it's all our fault. You must buy electric cars. You know what? Let's just make China richer. You fucks. God. Anyway, I got some other fun news for you. Here's a nugget. A nugget. McDonald's. You can order your three ways online. I mean, McDonald's is now helping you get your freak on. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm loving it, but shouldn't Burger King have done this? I mean, wouldn't that give real meaning to have it your way?
That's what I was just going to say. Do I get to pick and choose a la carte, or do they just send them out in a Happy Meal?
They talk about all these young kids sit at home with their little, you know, playing their games and, you know, and they don't go out with women and stuff anymore, and people aren't getting married and everything. It's like, yeah, but some of us are, we've been around, you know. We kind of remember what it's like to enjoy those kind of things. And, you know, hey, look, as long as Ronald McDonald isn't part of the threesome, I'm cool. He wouldn't want to have a threesome with me because I'm not a teenage child.
This is true.
I'm not his daughter in the shower. Anyway, And of course, the Twitter freak out over the blue check mark is a case study for narcissism. You guys heard about this? I know, Slim, you have.
I think I heard of it.
Where, it's like Elon Musk is charging $8 for a blue check mark to verify who you are. And then once you get a blue check mark on there, people can't steal your identity and stuff like that. Well, all the celebrities who are liberal and have been ruining TikTok, which is why Elon Musk had to buy it.
Twitter, not TikTok.
What I said? Oh, I'm sorry. I said TikTok. TikTok, Twitter. It's one of them. One of them fucking T words. T.
They're all the same.
Technical foul on me. The celebrities have their little blue check marks because they're celebrities. And when peons like me could get a blue check mark, because I don't even try to get followers on Twitter. I use it for research and I share the show. That's it. I used to have like 5,000 followers and I canceled my account and they got rid of Trump. I thought if any social media platform can deplatform the president of the United States, I don't care who it was. I don't want no parts of that stuff. That's too totalitarian for me. So I quit them. So when I joined back up a year ago today, actually, was when we thought Elon was going to buy them. So all these people are freaking out that us little people have blue check marks now. And Elon said, look, you know, you either pay or you lose your blue check mark and then people can steal your identity. And the other day he took all their blue check marks away.
Every one of them.
And they freaked out. And apparently Elon thought better of it about them, you know, being able to protect their identities. And he put their blue check marks back.
There's some. It started with a handful like Stephen King and a few people like that. He gave them back and decided to personally pay for their Twitter blue. Then it did, as of yesterday, any account that originally had a blue check mark, a legacy check mark that has a million followers, got their check marks reinstated.
Oh, that's why Kat Timpf was upset, because she's only got like 800,000.
You have to have a,
because Gutfeld's on his show going, I've only got like 2.7 million or something, you know. He's just dogging her on it, which is also why he doesn't talk to me anymore. He's got like 2.7 million now. Mm-hmm. But the funniest thing though is he put all their blue check marks back, okay, and they freaked out even worse. It's like everybody's gonna think I'm paying Elon Musk. Home Alone. You know, it was crazy. And I've got one good example from this dickhead from the New York Times. Paul Krugman, the economics writer who couldn't think his way out of a paper bag. But yet he's got a Pulitzer Prize. Yeah. For writing on economics. This guy hasn't been writing 20 years. He's like, Biden hasn't been writing 40. So he goes, my blue check mark has reappeared. I had nothing to do with that. And I'm definitely not paying. Elon's response. Proving Elon Musk is still the funniest guy on social media.
The one thing though that I don't think that I agreed with that he did with these, like some of these people that complained that he gave their check marks back, not the 1 million plus account people, but like there's some people that are involved in this, you know, the Block the Blue, anybody who's got a blue check mark. So what he did is he took a lot of the people that were in charge of Block the Blue and he gave them a permanent blue check mark that they cannot get rid of in any way, shape or form.
See, that's funny too.
I think it is, but
the people that were bitching about it, he put a blue check mark on all their accounts and made it permanent. They can't do anything.
Yep.
He just ruined their whole, I mean, this guy is we know he's a genius. It's just awesome.
Well, the other thing you might be missing, what he's trying to do is he's trying to push the big organizations, the big businesses on Twitter to go gold, which costs $1,000 a month.
Should I go gold?
If you got $1,000 a month, go ahead, go gold.
I can afford it for a couple of years.
There you go. Go gold if you want.
But what for? I've got like 18 followers or something.
Well, there was a rumor with if you purchase gold, every account gets one tweet per day that will go out to the entire Twitter feed. Now, whether every Twitter follow everybody on Twitter sees it, it will go out.
The show to everybody.
it would technically go to everybody's. You get one post.
It might be worth a grand.
That was one of the original.
Can you quit or are you stuck for a year?
No, you can quit. You just cancel after any month. I mean,
I think I'd rather pay Elon Musk $1,000 to promote the show than pay Zuckerberg $100 to promote the show.
I'll give you one word of caution. If you apply for a verified organization, you do have to pay the $1,000 up front. And if you get denied, you do not get the $1,000 back.
Well, we're verified. We've got awards.
Yeah, I mean, good. They're not going to help. We got Rick.
Not me.
We got this guy.
We got a guy with a SAG card.
We got this guy.
Throw my card. Go, hey, give me a thing.
An unvaxxed sperm. And and his family is...
Yeah, they're not on here right at the moment because I had to move them around.
The mob. So.
The family's got off for a few minutes.
You don't mess with Rick. So anyway, then we've got this little meme that came up, which kind of cracks me up. The butt fudge one. I mean,
yeah, I was just trying to find it.
He's proposing spending $20 million on female crash dummies. Why can't we save $20 million and just have the male crash dummies identify as females? Okay, fine. Cute little meme. I get it. No problem. Didn't think this through, meme maker. Okay. Should have thought this through. You should have called me. I'd have helped you with this. I'm not Tucker, but I'm smarter than average. The problem with them having female crash test dummies is they just wrecked the entire trans women in sports argument. Because there is a serious reason behind doing this. The female anatomy is different. Women are smaller. They're not as thick in certain areas. They're thicker in other areas. They weigh less. They're shorter. Okay. So how the car crinkles around them, how the airbags react to them and stuff, you know, it actually, on a safety standpoint, it does make some sense.
But they have built-in airbags.
Some of them are just silicone, though, and they'll just get you all wet.
That's true.
But my point is, they don't understand the hypocrisy of their own friggin' feeble argument. Let's have female crash test dummies because women are different and we got to test the cars or anything else. And then on one hand, and then on the other hand, oh, boys can play girls' sports. There's really no discernible difference. They don't get it. They don't get how stupid they are. But leave it to Off the Hook Radio 2.0 because in response, we've got some wholesome content for you. Here you go.
Our boys from the beginning. If you were born a boy, you stay a boy. Girls are girls right from the start. When you're born a girl baby, you grow up to be a bigger girl and then a woman. Everybody's fancy. Everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. Only girls can grow up to be the mummies. Only boys can grow up to be the daddies. Everybody's fancy. Everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine.
Wow, even he knew that back then.
Yeah, but of course, the Democrats in Congress stood up for women this week. Oh, maybe they didn't. The women's sports teams, to ban males from women's sports teams, the vote was 219 to 203. All the Democrats voted to let boys play with girls. Whoo! I tried that when I was in third, fourth grade. You play doctor?
Mm-hmm. I sent the principal's office for that.
Margaret McDonald let me play doctor. I'll tell you that. It would just kill me if she's watching all these years. But she knows it's true.
That's why I'm not mentioning any names.
She didn't want me. She didn't like I walked Susie home after school. She said, "Did Susie ever show you one of these?" I didn't know what the hell I was looking at, but I sure got a tingly feeling. Oh, but anyway. Of course, the Democrats did not stand up for women this week. Well, not real women. They stood up for these women.
Hold on. I just lost it, and I don't know where it went.
I don't know where. Oh, here. Where the hell did it go?
Magic.
We should have a screen come up. Technical glitch.
It is a technical glitch.
Yeah, it worked on pre-show.
Okay, there. Sorry, it just.
I think the really crappy thing about having a period every month is that, like, I have to experience all of this pain and all this discomfort, and I don't even get the joy or the ability to bear children. Like, such horseshit. Especially this month, because the cramps have been really, really bad. Debilitating, even more so than usual. And it's just like, you know, at least give me the ability to have a baby, or just like take this away. Like, it's crap.
You know, if I go down to play poker on Friday and I sit down, and because everybody knows me, and I sit down and say, "Hi, I'm Chad." And I thought your name was Zip. I'm Chad. They think I have a screw loose. I have a mental illness. You know, they'd probably call the guy and go, "He limped with aces. he's mental. Get out of here." Poker people get that joke. Rick's sitting there looking at me. "You don't limp with aces, Rick."
The NFS.
Anyway. But this guy sits there and tells us all he's having his period and his cramps are really bad. And the Democrats go, oh, he's identifying as his true self. No, he's fucking nuts. Mm-hmm. Put him in a room, rubber preferably. Mm. Don't want him dying over this, but come on.
My cramps are really bad.
Oh, it's terrible.
I know. But anyway, hey, stupid criminal this week. I'll do it real quick just so we do it, because I don't want the cards and letters. Sacramento, California. This week, four guys were arrested for bringing things into jail via drone.
That's smart. That's not stupid.
There was a drone flying around my neighborhood last night. There's drones all over down here in Florida. There's one, and you... You know it's right. You know what's going over you. It makes noise. So, you know, the guards are in their guard towers. And they go, "Oh, the cocaine's arriving."
Well, they went out and got it.
Yeah. So, you know, they tried it for a month or so, and they tracked them back, and they caught them. They put them in. They're put them in jail, where they're going to have to get somebody else to bring them in drugs. Because those guys are out of business.
Well, this isn't the first time. I've seen stories before where they've used drones to try to bring drugs in, drop them into the, you know, what is it, the courtyard there where they all play or fight.
And that's the other thing, too. You got to do it during the day.
Yeah, you can't fly that shit at night because it's dropping at night and no one out there.
Yeah, you're going to drop it at night. The guards are going to be getting it. The guards are going
to be going, "Well, thank you.
Save this till I get home." Anyway. This is still America. So don't fuck with us. Don't push us. We have our fun. But invasions aren't going to work. And neither is trying to take over our entire fucking lives. Here you go.
That's the way to do it.
Only in America, bitches. Shotgun motor from a boat.
You know what? The only problem with that, though,
shotgun shells were cheaper than gas for a while, you know?
I don't know. You can't get very far. To reload.
The dude was making a point. It was great.
It was funnier than shit.
I fucking loved it. Anyway, Slimbo, I'll turn it over to you. Memes of the week.
Let's go Rick first. You weren't here last week. So we did do your meme last week, even though you weren't here. Oh yeah, of course we still did your meme.
Oh, that was a good one too. But this one, you know, your wife is pregnant and everybody rubs her belly. Hey, congratulations. Nobody comes over to you and tickles your balls and say, "Hey, good job."
No.
No. Why?
I think we should start a new trend.
ball tickling.
Ball tickling. I mean, we helped. If it wasn't for us, there'd be nothing in. You know, want people to come over and tickle your balls? Come on.
Call it bickling.
I don't want other dudes tickling my balls. I am not tickling other
people. The girls come over and tickle and says that.
Yeah. The girls are going to.
Well, that's how they end up getting pregnant in the first place.
Well, it's a better job.
He might tickle your balls.
No.
After he hoists up from his knees. Who's next, me or you?
All right, here's yeah, you. We'll let you
go. Oh yeah. Well, you know, I believe in the feminism movement, and Kwame was asking, do men still open car doors? Xavier, of course, had a very good answer. Yeah. How do you think we get inside?
Jump through this sunroof. Anyways, mine pretty simple.
Don Lemon.
That was mine for this week. So
we were out in the city tonight. We had a lovely dinner. People came up to us and said, "Oh, we watch you all the time."
And we had a show meme of the week too.
Oh, I forgot to have that done up. Yeah, the new Fox announces the replacement show, the Johnson Tucker.
Huh. You get it?
Yeah. Speaking of what you don't get, and I pulled this story out, and I know a lot of people were upset about this week, but I'll just rehash it for you. Among all the crazy things that Biden is in the middle of doing, one of the dumbest is this thing he's having Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac do on mortgages starting May 1st. If you have a credit rating over 680, which, trust me, folks, that isn't that high. Okay, it's okay. I mean, I guess that's considered good. But, I mean, Jesus, you know, I don't have any credit anywhere with anybody about anything, and mine's like 730 or something. When I was younger and making money and paying bills and stuff, I was close to 800. So, I mean, 680 is like, it's okay. You can get a loan at 680. But if your mortgage, if your credit rating is 680 or more, when you do your loan with the federal government, Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, you will pay a minimum of $40 extra a month on your mortgage payment. Why? Because if you have a terrible credit rating, they still want you to get a mortgage, and they will help subsidize your mortgage because the people with credit ratings over 680 will pay for it. Your monthly payments will be less. Really bad part is if you put 15 or 20% down on your house, okay? If you put 15% or more down on your house, you're rich, bitches. You're going to be paying like $100 a month more. And that money goes to the people who can't really afford to get a house in the first place. Does anybody remember me? Was it just last week? I was talking about Karl Rove and George Bush and talking about that. Karl Rove said at dinner one night, I was with him and two other people. And I said, what was the dumbest thing you guys did or the biggest mistake you guys did? And he says, the president thinks it's because we didn't push Barney Frank and Chris Dodd to get rid of the subprime mortgage problem. You know, they threatened to do this, threatened to do that, call him a racist and everything else. And Bush didn't want to deal with it. And by not dealing with it, what did we have happen? The bubble popped, you know, real estate values went to hell. We went into recession. It got Obama elected, for Christ's sake. It's not a good thing. Without anything from Congress at all, Biden is doing this by government fiat. He's just saying, this is what we're doing. So what's going to happen is two things. One, interest rates are way up. So the price of housing is already down. So if you bought a house like last year, you might not have any equity in it at all right now. Commercial real estate's going to hell. That started going to hell over a year ago. Why? Because after COVID, businesses realized we don't really need all this commercial real estate. People were doing okay from home and swing shifts and all that kind of stuff. So the real estate market is in deep shit. And what's Biden doing?
Nothing.
It's like the real estate market is a drunk guy at closing time. And the bartender says, "Nah, have another double before you drive home." That's what he's doing. It's just nuts. But then again, we need a cleanup. All right.
Oh, God.
Yeah, thank God for Depends. Imagine what his dry cleaning bill would be without those.
Oh, Christ.
You notice the Pope hasn't invited him back either.
Never will.
Anyway. So we're going to close with the sweetest thing I saw this week. And we're actually closing almost on time. You're welcome.
Yeah. Well, Rick, he's got to go to bed.
I know, but I have a hell of a time because we're doing some of this video and audio stuff. And I used to, when it was just stories, I could plan out the show and we'd nail it at like an hour and two every week. Last week, I think we went 1:15. I was like, oh, shit. But Rick wasn't here, so we didn't get past his bedtime.
Oh, sure. Blame me.
Hey, we went an extra 10 minutes.
That's right.
After I retire,
but out of respect for you, because you had your birthday, because you're near retirement.
Yeah. Well, we had to play your birthday dance, and it took 2 minutes.
And because we're scared of your family,
uh-huh.
We're going to end tonight close to on time.
About time.
That's
over here.
There they are.
Over here.
No, not here. It's over here.
Yeah, I'm in Florida now, bitch.
Never gonna get it right. He says, never.
I call you Mr. Rick.
No,
everybody's so polite down here. Mr. Rick, Mr. Zip, Mr. Brent. I don't get it, but it's all right. Slim, you got ads?
Oh yeah! Don't forget if you haven't downloaded it, download the Zone Out Radio app, music 24/7, commercial free. And you can get it for Android or for Apple, and subscribe to us on Rumble. All the archives for our shows are on Rumble because YouTube hates us. So there you go.
If you send us cash donations, I'll consider you at the McDonald's.
Yeah. And don't forget one last advertisement for the night, Rick. If you're interested, $3,500 a load. So,
man, maybe this week $2,800.
He's all Italian, ladies. All right, so we're going to close with the sweetest thing I saw this week. This is a short one, but it's cute. This is Pet Family Night. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Night.
I'm in the field of dandelions, wishing on never.